sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas for all lonely children.
I Sing Noel, that's Tony Sadler and Ralph Young on Radio Orange. Right now it's 27 minutes past 8. You'd think the last thing that TV's Willard Scott would have anxiety attacks about would be going on television, but the popular weatherman of NBC's Today Show says those outlandish costumes he sometimes wear are not to entertain, but rather to cover what Scott calls his pain and humiliation. For that he dresses like Carmen Miranda.
The National Enquirer of the Air.
Yeah.
Here we go.
In Scott's words, anytime I put on a dress, a costume, or a wig, I'm in great shape because I'm someone else. Scott told a recent conference of phobics and therapists that he handles nausea and shortness of breath by controlling his diet, avoiding coffee, and by praying before he goes on the air. He also has sought professional treatment, same kind of thing we do around here. Diet, relaxation, exercise, medication, and therapy are some of the treatments prescribed by phobics, people who structure their lives to avoid anxiety-causing situations. The Phobia Society of America estimates that some 20 million Americans suffer from at least one phobia.
Right.
And the rest of us are scared.
Some of them are like the fear of flying. As a matter of fact, Willard Scott flew on Digby Solomon Airlines the other day, and the stewardess pointed to him and said he may be used as a flotation device.
Well, I'm cutting wood with a domar. Cutting's easy as it can be. Well, I'm cutting day and night, and that saw just getting right. Sax domar is the saw for me.
In 1927, the best, most efficient saw in the world weighed over 125 pounds, was mounted on a tripod, took two men to operate, and proudly carried the name Dolmer. Today, Sax-Dolmer chainsaws have won the international competition for 12 straight years. If you're cutting with a Sax-Dolmer, you're cutting with the best. And Waugh Enterprises in Orange has one just right for your needs.
Well, I'm cutting wood with a Dolmer. Cutting's easy as it can be. Well, I'm cutting day and night, and that's all just getting right. Sax-Dolmer is the saw for me. Well, I'm cutting day and night, and that saw's just getting right. Sax-Dolmer is the saw for me.
See old hoss Don Watt, Winer Prizes, Route 20 in Orange at the Windmill.
Hello, Santa's Workshop. Hold on a second. Could y'all keep it down back there, please?
Hi there. This is Susie again from Susie's Flower Basket. Where's Santa?
Well, Santa just can't seem to take himself away from all those great things you sent him. He wants to order some more.
Well, then, just tell me what he wants. Poinsettias, arrangements, wreaths. He can get them in fresh, grapevine, and straw. Or maybe Santa wants teacher's gifts, like our decorator canisters, Christmas balloons, and Santa mums.
How about some bows, too? Them dumb reindeer been playing a lot lately, and we're not sure what they did with them.
No problem. And for Mrs. Claus, we have old-fashioned ornaments to add to the tree, or she can decorate it with garlands, or even add finishing touches with jointed teddy bears and porcelain dolls. Just get your order in early.
Boy, I tell you, Susie, you're going to keep him busy with all this good stuff. Thanks, you're a big help.
Decorate your halls with the help of Susie's Flower Basket, Caroline Street in Orange. And it's 8:30 on WJMA, FM AM, Radio Orange. News sponsored by American Silk Mills Designer Fabric Shop behind the mill on Madison Road in Orange. With the news, here's John Lee.
Good morning. The current temperature is 47 degrees. It's going to be partly sunny today and a little cooler, a high temperature in the low to mid-50s. Orange, Madison, and Correction Department officials sat down yesterday and talked regional jail. The idea is for Orange, Madison, and Greene counties to share a prison facility. Orange Sheriff Bill Faulkner says the Corrections Department has offered to do a free study on the size, cost, design, location, and transportation needs of the proposed jail. But Faulkner says the state wants to first get approval from the three counties' boards of supervisors to do the survey. Why?
They have found in the past that if a survey has been requested by a local sheriff or by a county administrator, that they put months into the survey and the local board of supervisors doesn't know about it. And then the survey is done away with and never utilized.
Faulkner says the corrections department suggesting that the three counties build a 100-cell facility with an estimated cost of $4 million. There's a bill before the 1985 General Assembly that, if passed, would mean the state would pick up half the tab, $2 million. Faulkner says if the study gets the approval of the three counties' boards of supervisors, it'll take about 90 days to complete. Meantime, in Culpeper, the supervisors' jail committee yesterday unanimously approved preliminary drawings for the county's planned jail renovation. County Administrator Frank Bell says the next step is for the architects to bring back more detailed drawings. Prince William County Police say two people were killed in an early morning traffic accident in the westbound lanes of Interstate 66 in Manassas. Sergeant David Klein says one of the victims died at the scene and the other died en route to the Washington Hospital Center. Klein says both of the vehicles involved in the accident were completely burned. The names of the victims have not been released. The westbound lanes of I-66 were closed for several hours following the 4 a.m. accident. Fauquier County law officials are still looking for three men who held up the Warrenton branch of the Marshall National Bank yesterday. One of the men was carrying a gun, but no shots were fired and no one was injured in the incident. One police spokesman says the holdup was well planned and the men seemed to be professionals. The car the men were driving was last seen on Route 29 right after yesterday morning's robbery. An undisclosed amount of money was taken. You're listening to news on Radio Orange.
Bill Blass, Albert Nippen, Liz Claiborne, Jones of New York. What do they have to do with you? Well, a lot. Because the fabrics woven here in Orange at American Silk Mill go to their workshops. You might have seen the suits, the blouses, the dresses, and the prices. A pure silk blouse with matching skirt can sell for as much as $200 or more. You can make the same blouse and same skirt for as little as $12 with fabric from the Designer Fabric Shop behind American Silk Mill on Madison Road in Orange. This week, get fabric for holiday wear. Beautiful rich velvets in dark greens, burgundy, black, and a rich rainbow, only $5 a yard. Or a suit that will wear for years in wool or a wool and silk blend. You know how much you would normally expect to pay for a silk and wool worsted? Now it can be yours starting at $1.50 a yard. The American Silk Mills Designer Fabric Shop, offering you some of the world's most beautiful fabrics made right here on Madison Road in Orange, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Officials in the two towns in Orange County were talking about their sewage plants yesterday. Orange Town Manager Ed Lack says he met with the town's consulting engineer and a proposed contract on building the town a new sewage plant will be introduced at Council's January meeting. Gordonsville Mayor Charles Yeager and Town Superintendent Bob Hall met with their consulting engineer and the State Water Control Board in Richmond yesterday. Engineer Pete Tanzel says the first step is to do a facilities plan, which the state wants to see by February. Does he have time to do such a study? Tanzel says yes.
It's going to be a push on my part, but we told them we can do it. So I don't guess other than working late hours, we'll get it done.
Mayor Yeager says he came out of yesterday's meeting very well aware of the hurdles before Gordonsville in upgrading its sewage facility. He says the key issue is qualifying for grant money in June rather than waiting for 1986. Yeager says the money might not be there in another year because of budget cuts by the Reagan administration. A 20-year-old man has been charged with rape and robbery in one of 12 attacks on women that Richmond area police have linked to a man who calls himself the Black Ninja. However, police said the suspects arrested last night was not charged in any of the 11 other cases. And Richmond police say a dog theft ring in which five teenagers allegedly stole animals to use to fight other dogs for sport has been broken. Police said the youths, ages 13 to 16, had stolen at least 10 dogs in Richmond's Churchill area since April. And a political scientist who suggested that Democratic prospects in 1985 could be doomed by State Senator Doug Wilder's run for lieutenant governor is, quote, in danger of becoming the Dr. Shockley of Virginia. That was the opinion of a consultant to Wilder's campaign. Paul Goldman says University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato was a friend of his, but he says he was saddened by Sabato's assertions concerning Wilder, who is black. Sabato says he's disgusted that Goldman would make such a statement. Sabato used the phrase completely reprehensible to describe Dr. William Shockley's theories that whites are genetically superior to blacks. And that's the news this morning.
And the news sponsored this morning by the American Soap Mills Designer Fabric Shop.